We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking Sunset Zoo with Melissa Kirkwood and Jared Bixby, who's a curator of education out there. I'm going to continue on here with Jared a little bit more about what parents should be doing here as far as contacting their teachers if they're interested in learning more about the outreach opportunities here.
Yeah, so I know just from interaction with my kids as principals and teachers and things like that, that you know they're still heavily involved with developing their continuous education plan for this time. But, you know, we're going to reach out to the teachers here today and tomorrow and start kind of spreading the word about our distance learning initiative to kind of support their efforts. But, you know, if it's something that parents are interested in and want to see their kids' class get involved with or be able to interact with, you know, give the teachers a week or so, and then if they're not hearing anything, you know, you might reach out to your teacher and just let them know, make sure that they did hear about this opportunity to enhance their classrooms.
All right. And obviously a good opportunity here to continue the education for the rest of the school year. And then we look ahead to summer, and I'm kind of curious, so what summer registration is going to look like here as far as, you know, camps and such?
We are too. Camp registration has been put off. We were slated to open registration next week, but we are going to kind of put that on hold just to kind of see how things play out. And so that new date has not yet been set, but that's going to be citywide. So summer camps at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, the Little Apple Day Camp, as well as Sunset Zoo's camps are all going to still in the works and still planning, but registration, we're just not quite sure when that's going to open up. So watch any of our social media or any of our websites, and we'll get those dates posted as soon as those dates are set. But right now, we're still planning on running summer camps. Sunset Zoo, our summer camps, they start the Tuesday after Memorial Day. And so they start May 26th, and we'll go all the way through August 7th with our camps. And Sunset Zoo summer camps, every week is a different theme. It's week-to-week registration, so it provides a little bit of flexibility for families if they are able to get out and do different things, or they have family in town, or whatever it may be. That week-to-week registration provides them a little bit of flexibility with their plans for the summer. So we're here to help, and hopefully we can get registration open up in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jared, is there anything else you'd like to cover here while I got you?
No, we're just planning and kind of plugging away and trying to make the best out of the situation and figuring out new ways and opportunities to really support the community through all of this.
All right, well, this is an interesting time. Jared, I'm going to let you go, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show today. We'll continue our conversation with Melissa. Thanks so much, Jared.
All right, thank you.
All right, and so we'll bring back Melissa Kirkwood on the program. Melissa, these are challenging times for everybody here, and outreach is going to be super important, and a lot of that, I guess, is probably through social media at this point.
It is through social media. Much like everyone else, we are trying to communicate out the imminent messages that we need to as far as open and closures and rescheduling of things, but also we are trying to be an outreach resource for people too, and we had the opportunity actually this weekend to do a little bit of a celebration at the zoo, even though we were closed. We do enrichment with our animals all the time, but one of our animals in our collection, our hyena Charlie, our female hyena, turned 12. So we had a birthday party for her, and there are pictures posted up through our social media sites on how that did occur. And we had one of our keepers, Amelia, who takes really great care of our hyenas every single day. She made a birthday cake for Charlie, and Charlie was able to celebrate with that. And we had some toys and different things to keep him occupied, and also his mate, Naya, as well. So those are some of the things. We shared that out on social media this weekend, and we'll be trying to share some outreach as this progresses as well, because we do outreach and enrichment with our animals every day, and I can't promise that we're going to do a post every single day, because just daily care is our top priority, but we do want to show our community the zoo that they're missing right now. And we know that this too will change, but we're closed and still caring for our animals.
Yeah. Well, I see the pictures now. I pulled up your Facebook page and she just looks like a beautiful animal out there.
She truly is. And she spent most of her life at Sunset Zoo, and her new mate, Naya, came to us in, I believe it was July or August. So those two are getting along very well. And it's a great opportunity to, we have to look in the light of all of this. We're going to try to share opportunities that people at maybe wouldn't have the chance to see at the zoo. So we'll share those pictures of enrichment and maybe sometimes a video chat with one of our keepers, just to keep you connected, because Sunset Zoo is connected to this community and has been since 1933, and we will get through this together.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that the springtime is probably a season that you guys really look forward to at the zoo, especially with the warm weather. Has there been any discussion on just how much of an economic hit this is going to be on zoo traffic?
We have not done a full evaluation of that yet, but we do know that it is significantly going to impact us. It's unfortunate because at this point right now, before all of this hit, we were doing amazing. We had doubled our attendance, doubled our attendance from last year at this time, and that truly was showing the support that the community has for Sunset Zoo. So we know it's going to impact our overall, just like everyone. But we hope that this too will pass, and we will do everything we can do to stay engaged. And once our doors are back open, we are that outdoor venue, and so we hope that it will be a process. We know that, and safety is first and foremost for us, no matter whether we're open or closed, but we will be there for our community, and we hope our community is there for us once we open our doors back open. We've had to cancel many of our rentals and birthday parties, things like that, that people also use the zoo for. So that's additionally had an impact for us. But we know that's not anything anyone wanted to do, but it's what we needed to do. And we'll move along with this timeline just like everyone else. So we appreciate the support that the community has given us, and we hope that that continues.
How many employees do you guys have out there at the zoo, and how many of them, I guess, aren't working right now?
Yeah, so just like Jared and I have called in this morning, many of our administrative staff that can work from home is working from home, mm-hmm. and our keepers, which we have on staff, we have a rotation of about 7 keepers, and then some also part-time keepers that help with our diets and things like that. They are reporting to the zoo, but not all of them at the same time. So all of us who can keep that safe distance, we definitely are. And we're thankful that, we have the opportunity for technology and communication sources to be able to stay in touch. But it is going to impact, it's impacting how we operate to the public, but we're staying together as much as we can through all of this, and we are going to get through this, and our employees are getting through it one day at a time.
Yeah, I guess it's really all you can do. It's kind of the same here as well. I know we're operating on a lighter staff, and it's tough for everybody right now. And the fact that you guys are still being able to meet your needs here as far as the animals, I guess that's probably number one concern at this point. The grocery stores have been hit. I know the supply chains may have taken a little bit of a hit nationally, but sounds to me like no problems getting food in and out for the animals.
No, we have a protocol for that, and we have some suppliers that we work with on a national and regional basis that provide us those needs that we have for our animals. And much like, you know, humans, we all have those, you know, those grocery needs. We just have them on a much bigger scale for our animals. So, you know, think produce, and we also have protein needs and then meat needs, but those are all being met. And thankfully, we've talked to all of our vendors, and that none of that will stop. And we've got a protocol, even how our vendors access, you know, our gate to deliver those supplies. So those have been in place. It's just a part of our standards of care, and we'll continue to deliver that.
All right. Well, it's too bad we can't be talking springtime here about Sunset Zoo and all the good things that are going on, because we certainly would like to have somewhere we could all, I'm sure, go outside and gather and see the animals. But perhaps April 6th, we'll get that opportunity here if this doesn't get extended, and maybe we can all celebrate at that point.
We are sure hoping so, and we hope the zoo could be a great place to do that. Did want to mention just a couple, not to mention more cancellations, but we do hope that April 6th might be our date, but we are flexible and understanding of what might lie ahead. In doing that, we had our Party for the Planet, our Earth Day celebration. It was scheduled for April 25th. It was scheduled to be a free day at the zoo, and free days at the zoo traditionally draw a lot of visitors. And so we have canceled that for now, but we do hope to reschedule it for when it is a safe opportunity to do so. We know that Earth Day is April 22nd, but every day to us is Earth Day. So we will be rescheduling that when it's safe to do so. And we'll just be looking out, and we hope that the community can come support us when it's safe. And during this time, if you want to just keep your social media channels up, and our website, we'll be updating that as well. Check in with us virtually, and we'll try to provide you all that we can at this time.
All right. Yep. Lots of information here, and hopefully we'll be talking to you in better times here when we chat again next month, Melissa. Thank you so much for all the updates, and hopefully we'll be seeing you guys real soon.
I hope so, Brandon. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for everything that Keyman is doing.
Well, we appreciate it, and it's always good to talk with the Sunset Zoo officials. It's a trying time for a lot of folks here, and Melissa, we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up our In Focus here today. Lots of stuff here. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot going on in the community, but it's great that we can catch up and find out how coronavirus is impacting all of our different players in the community, and including the zoo.
Well, there are a lot of things, actually, that people can be doing. You know, you talk about the city's Parks and Recreation System, a lot of activities that you can go out and do. Just don't get on the playgrounds. They don't want you to be on the playgrounds.
Right.
But you can go for some nice walks. You can go along Linear Trail, distance yourself, and maybe, you know, close in on that distance between you and Mother Nature.
That's a good point.
As well as, you know, there's a lot of different parks. Maybe you haven't been to all the parks. Maybe you can make a little a list of all the parks in the area and go through there. Didn't you say that you went up... You did a little bit of that yourself over the weekend.
I did. I went Saturday. We got a little bored, my family and I. We decided let's go for a drive. We went up north, went up to Randolph, and went up to Randolph State Park, and just kind of enjoyed the nature. There's nobody up there, so I was practicing safe social distancing there. and it's just nice to walk around and enjoy nature a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some photographs of some friends that had been doing some fishing. One of them caught a 35-pound blue catfish over at Milford. Another had caught a bunch of crappie in a farm pond. And somebody else was out at, I think it was at Pot 2, and had a pretty good run of some bass. So,
wow.
You know, fishing is a fun thing you can do.
That's right. It certainly is.
Play a little Andy Griffith song for you while you're doing that.
Well, coming up, we'll just give you a little preview of In Focus for tomorrow. It's Pottawatomie County Day on In Focus, and we're going to have some different segments. We're going to talk with Lisa Kenworthy, the Health Department Director, first. We'll get Commissioner Dee McKee's perspective later on in the show, and then we'll also talk with Jennifer Murrow of the Emergency Management as well.
All right, Brandon, the GMCF Community Hour is next. We'll have folks from the Manhattan Arts Center and also talk about MHK Together. So that's on the way here at News Radio KMAN.